This is Ted Kennedy. Some people in the State Department think Panama is cooperating in the war on drugs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with all the turmoil in Panama, sometimes you have to wonder what world the administration is living in. Saturation News Stories reported the involvement of Panama's dictator, General Noriega, in drug running. Hearings by our colleagues, John Kerry and Al D'Amato, document the charges. The Justice Department obtained a criminal indictment of General Noriega for drug smuggling. Then along comes the Drug Bureau and the State Department, recommending that Panama be certified as cooperating in the international war on drugs. That's preposterous, Al. It's like certifying the National Rifle Association as cooperating on gun control, or that Reaganomics is reducing the budget deficit. Fortunately, the State Department woke up and smelled the coffee and decided not to certify Panama after all. But with false starts like that, Al, it's no wonder we're losing the war on drugs.
You know, Ted, it's so darn easy to be a critic. No skill required. But what baffles your Wyoming pal is that you level your withering criticism at the United States Department of State rather than at the woefully corrupt Noriega regime. There is clear and ever-growing evidence of corruption in Panama. Noriega is a squirrel. The Justice Department's indictment of him is clear evidence of administration concern and action as to the awful state of affairs there. I was one of those who joined with you in voting for a Senate resolution condemning his crude dictatorship. The administration has made every possible effort to push for his resignation as a leader of Panama. We'll bump him yet. We can't leave a despot with a mailed fist ready to jam the levers on the locks of that great waterway. Really, Ted, blaming the State Department for Noriega's shameful activities is totally numbing and senseless. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a plan for effective nuclear regulation. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.